Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
God's love and grace are marvelous. We praise our Heavenly Father that we can know His love and be blessed by His grace. Through the Scriptures, the beauty of God's unconditional love and His abundant grace is made known to all who hear the Word. I cannot imagine life without such knowledge. I have met people who have lived much of their life without knowing anything concerning God's love for them and His offer of grace. I have seen the gospel bring great joy into their lives. What a privilege it is to share God's Word. Thank you again for inviting us to share more about our Savior, Jesus Christ, with you today.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a Lord. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with
God's love is unconditional. I would hope that this is one great truth that's known by all who have heard the message of the Bible. God loves His creation. He loves mankind. God loves every person. This love is not limited to those who please Him. It is in no way given only upon certain conditions. This very familiar passage declares, as well as any in the Word of God, that God's love is unconditional in its nature. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And let's add the next verse with it. "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." The same apostle wrote in his letters to Christians and shared other statements that confirm that God's love has been given. He wrote these words, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. And with the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 5, we come to a full understanding that God's love has been given without any conditions set upon it. God just loves us. Listen to the apostle's declaration of it as he writes, "At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." This is a story told by a man who lived during the Civil War. He was called to service in the Confederate Army. But before it came time for him to leave, a young man came to him and volunteered to take his place. The young man said that he had no family depending on him, whereas the man called to serve had a wife and children. This young man offered to take the place of a faithful husband and dedicated father. He did so because the family needed him. The offer was accepted and the young man took his place. What do you think this young man would have done had his neighbor been a husband who was unfaithful to his family, who was slothful in his duties, who abused his children, who instead of being a blessing to his family was a burden? Not being a righteous man, would this young man have made the same offer to take his place? That is the point of the apostles' teaching. Men might possibly dare to die for someone righteous and good, but God has done something to show his love. He sent Jesus to die for all of mankind, while man was essentially God's enemy. Jesus hung on the cross willingly for every person, knowing that most people would never appreciate what he has done. One very special part of our message is that God loves us regardless of our spiritual condition. But our message is also about grace. God's grace is offered because of his great love for us. In Ephesians chapter 2, we find this teaching: "Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." The apostle was reminding and explaining the gracious act of God that redeems us from our sinful nature through Jesus Christ. So out of God's unconditional love for man, God provides the saving grace. However, this grace comes with conditions. It is an offer made to every human, but it is given with conditions that make grace possible. The scriptures say that without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must believe that God is and that he rewards those who seek him. Again, the apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 2, he says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith." The unbelieving sinner must come to have faith in what God has done in Christ for God's grace to cover his or her sins. This faith leads to an obedient life, a submissive life, and a righteous one found in Jesus. We learn that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of Christ. Through the teaching and study of the scriptures, faith comes into the heart of men. And through that faith, a yearning for God's grace is found. From the scriptures, we come to realize our sinfulness and lost condition. Need not to repent. Every command of God is given to bless one's life here and now, and ultimately to bless us with life everlasting. Today we set before you these thoughts about God's love and grace. I want you to know that God loves you. Nothing can be done to keep you from his love. His grace has been offered to everyone, and I pray that you know that out of God's great love, he extends his grace. That grace must be accepted by faith. It isn't just an intellectual belief, but a faith that leads you to come to God for cleansing in the blood of Jesus. And his cleansing begins through one's obedience to God's command in baptism, followed by a daily life of faithfulness. If you want to study more about this subject, if you have questions concerning your salvation, please contact us, and we will gladly share more about Jesus with you.
Jesus, be Jesus in me.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.